Season number 33 for ETC, Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. And Over the Rhine, producing artistic director, D. Lynn Myers. What you kicking it off with? It's going to be early September. September 1st.
Yeah, September 1, mm-hmm. Actually, right out of the gate. A beautiful musical, Fly By Night. And I do mean beautiful. It is all about destiny and what's in the stars and opening your hearts and minds to the world around you. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But it's all about literally taking a chance. And it's set against the backdrop of the great blackout of the East Coast in 1965. So it goes from November 64 to November 65. So the music has those remnants of that time period. The attitudes have remnants of that time period, but also a time period where anything and everything in this country was possible. So we're very much looking forward to opening with this beautiful parable musical. I wanted a musical, but I wanted something completely different from Hedwig. So Hedwig closed with this enormous bam. And now we're going to open up with a whisper and an embrace with Fly By Night.
And in the middle of October, it's not part of the subscription for the season, but a special performance, an event called St. Nicholas. Tell me this.
Which is not about Christmas.
Yeah.
It is about a theater critic who ends up living with vampires and gets to choose between his life or eternal life. And it is fascinating. Connor McPherson is this amazing playwright. Bruce Cromer is the amazing actor that'll bring it to life under Michael Haney's direction. It's just creepy and cool. It's a special engagement because we can only run it 2 weeks because of Bruce's schedule, because he has to jump right off of that and go into rehearsal for Christmas Carol again as Scrooge up at Cincinnati Playhouse. But we're hoping that our subscribers and our single ticket buyers alike will come and spend a little Halloween with us.
That's October 12th through the 27th. Again, a limited engagement of St. Nicholas. Alice in Wonderland on the season again. Have you lost track of how many times you've produced
that?
No,
we haven't. We've done it 4 times before, and it is still our most popular. It's the most requested. It's funny that this incredible old book has taken a new life in so many forms lately. And there's something just marvelous and enchanting about those characters. Deb Girdler returns as the amazing Queen of Hearts in her high top pink wig and high top Converse shoes. And it's a lot of fun, but it's also about maybe believing that the best things in life are not material possessions. So mixed into this beautiful, funny, wonderful, hysterical musical is also a kind of a little image about what do you do next and how do you transform your life if maybe you don't have everything in your pocket that you want.
That's running over the holidays. Mm-hmm. Alice is back November 28th through the 30th of December. Then 2019 approaches.
I know.
Mid-January, regional premiere comedy. What's Ripcord about?
Yeah, it opens on 1/19 of 19, mm-hmm. which is kind of freaking me out. Ripcord's a comedy. I know everybody listening is going to be shocked that Ensemble's actually doing a comedy in the middle of winter, but we are. And it's a comedy about two women who share a room in a retirement community, and the one doesn't want the other one there. So it becomes a one-upmanship battle of who's going to win the room with the window. And it is bitter and funny and touching and utterly an incredible story about how life goes on no matter what age you are. And sometimes we grow up and sometimes we don't grow out of bad habits. It is actually very, very charming. And I think it's the right thing for a January winter in Cincinnati.
Got back-to-back comedies, in fact. Early March is A Doll's House, which is a sequel from a work from 1879
yes,
or so.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. An unauthorized sequel.
Unauthorized.
Because Mr. Ibsen did not say, please write a sequel to my play, which ends with this fabulous slam of a door, which was a big start. Actually, I credit Ibsen's Doll's House as a big step forward in the woman's movement. So Doll's House, they call it a comedy, and there are certainly wonderfully charming, funny things about it. But I think the most amazing thing is, it's like, what happened to Nora when that door slammed? Nobody ever knew. A lot of people for a century now have wondered. And this is Nora 15 years later, when she walks back into that door that she slammed over a century ago now for us as readers. But as an audience, we're going to see Nora 15 years after she walked out that door. It is really creative and bright. And I think it sparkles. The dialogue is simply sparkling. And a wonderful, wonderful story about what makes a marriage work and not work, and what gives someone their own identity.
Running down the 2018-2019 Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati season with producing artistic director D. Lynn Myers. Middle of April, you've got another regional premiere, a drama this time around.
Drama. I think And with all due respect to all the plays we've done and all the plays we're going to do, I think this is the best script I've read in over 10 years.
Motor City.
Magnificent look at Detroit in 2008 when everything went wrong. But through the lens of four individuals who work at an auto-producing plant, auto-manufacturing plant, people who have worked there, some for many, many years, some for not so many years, four people in the break room of this plant, and it's 2008, and everything that they thought they could count on goes wrong. It is an amazing story for today's audiences about the power of where you work, what your work is, what your life's work is, what friendships last forever. And what friendships don't? What is the question that you have to answer when it comes to love or money? It is an absolutely magnificent part of a trilogy by Dominique Morisseau, who wrote Detroit 67, which we did a few years ago, one of my favorite productions. This is part of that trilogy about Detroit. She took a page from August Wilson's magnificent 10-play cycle about American life, African-American, American life, and now she's looking at life in Detroit, which is a town that she has deep roots in. And I think it's something that is relevant to Cincinnati and OTR as it is to Detroit.
Another drama wraps up the season beginning in early June, on June 1st, called The Wolves.
Mm-hmm. So all of this amazing joy about FC Cincinnati, great, but most of the people I know had kids that did high school soccer, mm-hmm. and that high school indoor soccer went all year round, and high school indoor soccer is relentless. And The Wolves is about nine women, young women, high school seniors, who are on a team and their desire to remain undefeated. So what you see is a truly contemporary look at what's happening to 17-year-olds today. It is as fresh and bright as play as you're ever going to find anywhere. It's from the writers and creators of This Is Us, the TV series. It is magnificent writing, and it is an absolutely honest look at what you would hear if you were on that soccer field with any girls' team in this city. I admire this writing so much, and I think it's a very powerful, important piece, and hopefully a piece that a lot of 17-year-olds will come to, because they know there's rough language in the world, and they use it, and there's some of it in this play, but the subject matter is so important.
Ensemble Theater Cincinnati kicks the season off on the 1st of September. We've been running it down with D. Lynn Myers, producing artistic director of ETC. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.